Joining me today again as a special guest about a little over 6-8 months ago, I think it was last September, had the opportunity to visit with Sarah Lisney talking about your diagnosis and the journey that you're on. If you would, kind of just get us back up to speed, the diagnosis you had and kind of the journey that you've been on.
Okay. I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, in the summer of 2019. And I have been working with doctors at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, where I was involved with a year-long program of stem cell research. I think it probably slowed down the progression of my disease. I am very grateful for being in the stem cell program. I was able to use my own stem cells, and it was not very difficult.
Just in the short time between we talked last, I mean, I can see a difference.
Yes.
Is it progressing? I know you talked about last time we visited that the different treatments, some of them outside of the mainstream, have been extremely helpful in slowing down the disease. Is that still the case and we're still kind of just hanging in and just kind of going day by day?
Well, I would say I have progressed in some ways. It has become more difficult for me to talk. The muscles in my face are weaker. As far as right now, I have not progressed in the last 3 months, but I guess I'm looking forward to a new trial. It's called AMX0035. It's a drug that has been in a trial program for 2 years, and we're hoping that soon, maybe in September, it will be approved by the FDA. And it should help slow down the progression.
Yeah, it's just been, and I know, because when we talked last time, you don't want people to feel sorry for you. It's more, and I personally think it's so gracious that you're sharing your story in such an open way, because a lot of times people get a diagnosis and they don't necessarily hide, but it's like they're on their own journey. They just keep it to themselves. Mm-hmm. But being able to help others look at this disease and learn from your experience, is that kind of the reason you wanted to share this? Is this really bring more awareness to all this?
I want to bring awareness that just because you have a disease or a traumatic event, it doesn't mean that your life is over. You can learn from it and share everything that you learn. And so I want people to know that we all have struggles. We all can learn from each other. And we are all here to help each other. And I really believe that.
And like I said, to be able to do that, I mean, I know, and a big shout out to the newspaper giving you the opportunity to be able to write columns and in essence, just journal and take everybody with you on this journey. And it's interesting reading. It's not necessarily painful, but I think people can connect to it in so many ways, both emotionally and also be able to understand the disease a little bit better. When we were visiting last time, we were talking about that, the possibility of being able to take all of those columns and eventually put them together in a book. And that's why you're back here again today to visit with us, because the book is available. I just happened to be down in Sweet Reads, and I was walking out, and I just happened to glance over, and I saw your face on the cover of a book, and I went, well, the book is out. And then, sure enough, a day later, you emailed. Choosing Joy. Right. I think perfect title, and I'm sure very intentional.
Yes. When I was first diagnosed, I went to see a therapist to help me deal with the emotional part. And she said to me, you need to focus on the joys in your life and not the disease. And so every day I'm able to live my life, look at the joys I find, and write about it in the column. And I enjoy doing that, and people seem to be able to relate to all the different feelings, memories, outlooks that I have on life. And that, I think, is what makes the column so rewarding, the feedback when people say, I can relate to this. I've had that feeling before, and I just love that interaction with people.
Well, you're still writing the column, so yes. This is, I would assume, we're hoping part one, and yes, then eventually another volume will be able to come out.
It's already in the works. That has about a year's worth of stories, columns. I already have that many ready for the second book.
That's fantastic. I love the title, just Choosing Joy, because it's such a, both obviously a great statement, but it's a metaphor, because a lot of people seem to look at their lives and not really find the joy in their lives. And yet here you are with something that I think a lot of us would have trouble dealing with. And like you said, step one is to find joy. You're on a journey. You better find the joy in it, or it's going to be just miserable.
I agree. And I mean, life is unpredictable. Nobody knows where life will take them. But I believe that if we have the power to push forward and to think about others and not dwell on ourselves all the time, that we can push past the difficulties and still enjoy our life to the full, all that's possible.
Well, it is inspirational. I'm glad people are so connecting with it. I look forward to refreshing my memory from other previous columns. You had dropped a copy of the book off here, yes. And I will hold on to that for a long time. And okay. I hope and pray that soon volume two and many more volumes that, as you mentioned, the new trial, that if that does what it hopes and slows the progression, and hopefully somewhere down the road it can turn it around. So we wish you the very best. And again, thank you for putting the column out, but also collecting them into a volume and sharing that with everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for letting me talk about it today.
Well, we appreciate you being willing to share your story with everyone. All right, we'll be back. Thank you. We'll be back in just a couple of moments here on The Voice of Moore County.